You'll never know how much I really love.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to the lines. We're going to finish up with Gene of Eau Claire, and then right after Gene, nobody hang up. Gene, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? You were talking about the Supreme Court opinion.
Yes, this is the most grievous injustice that I've ever witnessed in my life. And this is an attack on women's autonomy, on their rights, on their lives. I saw when this right was, set right in the courts, and women were treated, with equality. No one should be, there should never be such thing as forced pregnancy. In addition to this, the behaviors, the Republicans, the way they put these judges in was outrageous. Everybody needs to, we need our representatives to fight against this, and they need to do everything in their power to stop this kind of behavior from this court. Some of those judges never should have gotten in the first place, and that whistleblower, this person should be treated as a whistleblower, not as a person breaking the law, because they've had so many shadow decisions that we learned, the way that they've made decisions affecting our state. These judges need to be held accountable. They are not the Lord. They are not the kings. And they need to be held accountable for what they're pulling on the people. This is idiotic. If they were waiting until close to the election and the word wouldn't have gotten out, they've been playing their positions as politicians, and they should never be allowed to stand in our country. Every single person that's been voted on to represent us should be holding those judges accountable for what they're doing there, and they're lying on the stand to even get into that position and turn around and pull this dirty, I call it sinful thing against the people, the women and men too, of the United States of America. And this has consequences because the way some of those laws are written in some of those states, women can be accountable. Let's say they have a miscarriage. They're going to be brought to court. They're going to be put on the stand. Did you do this? I mean, this is a weapon against women, and it's just the most outrageous thing that I've ever seen in my life. I haven't been able to sleep because I thought, what in the world are these evil men doing? And women, the one. And they need to be stopped, and I don't care what party you're in, this is an attack and assault on the rights of women. And we sit there and we support the guy in Kenosha that went shooting people, Kyle Rittenhouse. You women out there that are raising money for Kyle Rittenhouse that had a gun and shot people, you should be out there storming the streets because this is hurting women. And I'm sorry to go on and on, Matt, but I can't believe this happened. And they need to go after this with everything they got in our legislature, in the federal government. They need to get going on this because this can't stand. This can't be a issue when we go to vote. They need to do something about this now. They need to hold those people accountable. Thank you so much, Matt.
Thank you, Jean. I've never heard anybody speak more passionately and more articulately about something that I think most people listening to this station agree with and believe. The outrageous thing to me in all of this is, why do 5 out of 9 so-called justices, one of them who got in there during lame duck, voted on by senators who'd already been beaten in an election, why do they get to change America this way? It'd be as if that they, 5-4, they overturned Roosevelt's New Deal, or they overturned Lincoln's attempt to free the slaves. I mean, why are people putting up with this? The Supreme Court has lost its legitimacy, in my opinion. And I think instead of this, people parading with signs that say, well, this is an outrage and all that, how about this is an illegitimate court. We will not obey them. Now, that is something that has to be said. Now, when you say I will not obey them, obviously the gerrymandered legislatures in the various states will obey them. But people have to understand that there's a price to be paid for ramming this down people's throats and changing America. And Gene, you put it better than anybody I've ever heard. Going back to the lines, Jacob Milwaukee, my friend, thank you for calling. What's in your mind?
Yeah, this is totally off subject, but Gary did mention something interesting. He said, do the rest of your listeners believe you? Well, I'm going to say this. It's not about believing. It's about critical thinking, right? That's the difference between this radio station and all the other right-wingers. We don't base all of our, I don't want to say opinions, but we don't base it on faith. We base it on belief and facts. I mean, when you talk about history, those are facts, right? You know, when we talk about, you know, we talk about certain things like abortion rights are a precedent. That's a fact, right? So we're not talking about faith. We're talking about facts. So I know when I'm listening to you, if I'm interested, I'm going to go say and find out what, if you're correct or not, right? So I do have belief and faith in you that when you talk about historical matters, you're probably about 99.9% on. So, I mean, and I think that's the difference. I mean, liberals, lefties, you know, we critically think. We just don't react. And we don't rely on faith. So that's why when one of your right wingers, you know, like, you know, has a affair, whatever, or does whatever, you're still willing to say, oh, that's fine. You know, I believe him. I believe what he believes. That's cool. Well, we don't do it that way. So I just wanted to bring that up.
That is very well said. That's profound. And I think that is a great difference between people on the right, the far right, and then mainstream people on the left or liberals or in the Democratic Party, because there is no Democratic leader I know. And I'm not talking about just me. I'm talking about Obama, Hillary Clinton, Biden, anybody, Bernie Sanders, whatever your taste is, whom people just swallow hook, line, and sinker in the Democratic Party, you know? And if they say something that's clearly not true or they're just really badly mistaken, Democrats are not going to swallow that. But on the Republican side, there is a whole range of Trump universe who, whatever is said, you know, if he says that you should take ivermectin for COVID, and it turns out it's a dewormer that veterinarians prescribe for cattle and horses, some people will take it. If he says, you should take hydroxychloroquine, and I've taken it. And by the way, that was false. He didn't take it because he said I took the regimen of it. You don't take a regimen of hydroxychloroquine. It's a malaria drug, and you just take it. It was BS. People took it. People actually took it. And when he said, I don't know, should we inject some cleanser into our veins, like Lysol, in an emergency room in New York and in Arizona, guy came in who'd injected himself with Lysol. And I think they didn't die, but they were very sick. You don't see that kind of, it really reminds me, you know, in the Second World War, there was a fanaticism among Nazis and there was a fanaticism among Japanese troops. You know, the emperor said this, and the emperor, by the way, right up till 1945 was worshipped in Japan as a god, which you'll find hard to believe because historically in China, they worshiped the emperor as a god, but they shook that off a little earlier than the Japanese. And, you know, there is, it reminded me of the novel 1984. You really should read it. There's more of that 1984 blind loyalty to the leader on the Republican Party than there is on the Democratic Party. And it's just as simple as that. So, Jake, that's a very, very strong statement, very profound statement. I appreciate it. And I think that's right. Every time I say something on this show, I expect that it's going to be checked 7 ways from Sunday. Appreciate it. We're going to a break. Now, the lines just lighted up. Do not hang up. We have a break. I will get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Never hang up. Get back to you right away. I'm in love with you. Oh.